The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Danny Gokey's hanging out with us today on SOS Radio. Good morning.
Wow, man. Yes, this is early. I feel groggy after, our Mexican food last night.
Yeah.
Man, that was some heavy food we had last night, Scott.
Yeah, I went over to Lindo. Gave you the view of Las Vegas from the heart of Green Valley.
Man. And it was an incredibly beautiful night last night. Man, it was just, the weather was incredible when we walked out. It's good to be in Vegas, but I'm going home today.
So what's a normal morning look like in the Gokey house? You got three little ones. I know you're up early.
Yeah, so my littlest one, Gabriel, he's going to be 8 months at the end of this month, and he sleeps in our bedroom. We have his crib in our room, and he wakes up through the night, and so we're still trying to get him to sleep through the entire night. He's kind of fighting it, but man, my kids, Victoria and Daniel, they're, 5 and 3, and they're running through the house starting around 7:30 a.m. Uh-huh. It's just up early, and we try to get as much sleep as we can with these kids.
You're like, Dad, make me some breakfast. Dad, play with me. I literally woke up the other day. It was Saturday morning, and I'm sleeping, and I just look over and I open my eyes and my son is 2 inches away from my face. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, my kids will do that too at times, but thank God they know, they try to give us our time, thankfully.
So I remember when you were wrapping up your time on American Idol, you said something at the end. It was one of the last interviews they did. And you said, yeah, you know what? I want this to be more than about songs for me. This is a start. I want to see a movement happen rather than just be a collection of music.
It's interesting how God can give you kind of sneak previews of things that kind of happen with you. And so that's how I saw my music. I don't know how to explain it. I saw it as what is a movement? A movement is getting people to move, empowering people, and getting people to do things, And so I knew the music was going to be entertainment, hope, and all these things. But, I started an organization called Sophia's Heart, and that's where it started out, where we rehabilitated 200 homeless families with our facility in Nashville. We built wells and churches and orphanages. But, unfortunately, a couple years ago, I had to shut the doors to that place because we didn't have enough funding. That was one of the saddest things that I had to do. What looked like to be failure to me, actually God was transitioning me, and it was closing. It's kind of like when Elijah was at the brook Cherith, God had the ravens stop bringing him food. It's almost like God had the resources stop coming because he wanted to transition me to this next phase. And this next phase we're looking at launching of the ministry, I believe it's going to be global. It's going to be the movement that I saw 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited that people just got to stay tuned. They got to follow me on Instagram, they got to follow me, and just stay tuned, because what we're going to launch, man, it's going to be incredible.
God's going to build a masterpiece with this, huh?
Yes, he is.
Well, tell us about your new song.
Yeah, so masterpiece, it's based out of Ephesians 2:10, which says, "You are a masterpiece created anew in Christ Jesus for good works that you should do long ago." And people need to know, who are listening, that God calls them a masterpiece. I don't know what they call themselves. I don't know what people have called them. But the creator of the universe has called you a masterpiece. And we're new in Christ Jesus. But there's works that we're supposed to do. And every one of us goes through a trial and a process. Joseph went through that process where God gave him a dream, what he was going to be, but yet he was sold. He was called a slave, not a masterpiece. He was lied on, called a cheater. But he kept being faithful to God. And this is what the song is about. It's about saying yes to God when everything is telling you no, because God is doing something bigger and he's going to raise you up as a masterpiece like Joseph to save an entire nation.
That's brand new music from Danny Gokey on SOS Radio. That one's called Masterpiece. And that's a big part of Danny's story, is learning how God takes tragedy and he works in spite of that. He works through that. He doesn't necessarily cause that, but God loves us. God wants to speak into our heart. And I know if you follow Danny's story on TV, you saw that he lost his first wife right before auditioning for American Idol. And when faced with tragedy, it's like we can choose to run to God or we can choose to run away from him.
Yeah, and that's the thing. God's in the recycling business. He's in the business of turning, trash into treasure. And my situation was terrible. And, losing a wife 1 month unexpectedly was not in the plans. But just like Joseph, I had it when it seemed like God was not anywhere near me, when it seemed like God was so far apart, I had to keep coming into agreement with God and saying, God, no, this is not the end of the story. You're doing something that I can't see. And, literally, I feel like my life has been crafted into a masterpiece for people to see. And hopefully it inspires them, because God is wanting to do the same thing for them.
I know. What do you say to someone who's just feeling like, I don't fit in this world? I don't even know if I fit in the church. It's like, I'm kind of quirky. I've got my own habits and hangups. I've got some brokenness from my past. And I just feel like people don't understand me. They just don't see my heart.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we can all go through situations and seasons like that. But when, you know, just, and I hate to be, you know, heavy on this, but a lot of times you have to take your eyes off yourself, because when someone is talking from that point of view, it is self-focused. People don't like me. They don't understand me. You know, the me word is in there. And honestly, that it's a trap, you know, from the enemy is trying to get you so self-focused that you can't see the world around you. Our destiny is found in people, in helping people, you know, in bringing the gospel to people. People are our destiny, not the cars, not the houses, not the job. People are. And so I try to, you know, take the focus off yourself and put it onto other people, serve people. I know, like, one of the things that I've learned when I'm feeling very self-focused is I go and begin to spend time with other people and take the focus off myself. It changes everything. You know, the Word of God also, man, the number one thing to bring change is the Word of God. Allow the Word of God to renew your mind.
Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Thanks for plugging in with SOS Radio today and Danny Gokey hanging out. One thing you don't realize about Danny Gokey, yeah, you see the music, you see all the things on TV, but Danny is a sharp businessman. He's an investor in real estate. He's run nonprofit organizations.
Keep
He's got
it
a
calm.
Few
Keep
other things
Keep
going
calm,
on.
Scott.
You've even owned bed and breakfast, things like that in Nashville and Brentwood, Tennessee, huh?
Well, you know, honestly, you know where this all vision started? I grew up in poverty, and I'm sure, you know, there's probably people who can relate to that. And I went to a church and I started learning that money can be a tool. It's whoever holds it, that determines if money's evil or if it's good. You know, money's inanimate. So, you know, they say, you know, money's the root of all evil. No, the love of money. And if you love God and you have money, you can make a massive difference. So literally, while I was driving a semi-truck, I literally told God, I said, God, I want to build your kingdom. Give me a business mantle to build your kingdom. And he's honored it ever since. And man, it's kind of cool. I've done things in the kingdom of God, you know, that I never thought I could do. Never thought a poor boy from Milwaukee, Wisconsin could actually build orphanages, could build churches, you know. And I'm not saying that to brag. Here's what I'm saying. The people on the other who are listening, you can do it too. Don't despise small beginnings. Your beginnings may be small, but the vision that God has for you is big. It's massive. Tap into that vision and not the vision that you have, because his vision is way better.
Okay, so what kind of vision has God put in you? I know we all have different leadership styles and things. Some people are all about shepherding. Some people are more about like the administration. Some people think like big picture and don't want to deal with the details, like Louis Giglio, and that's why he married his wife Shelley, because he's like the big pragmatic thinker, and then his wife is the here's how we get it done kind of stuff.
That's how I am, and that's how my wife is as well. You know, when we bought that bed and breakfast, my wife was the one who took it over. You know, we're in the process of purchasing another property right now, and she's the one that's going to take it over. I'm the big thinker. I'm the numbers guy. She's the one that goes in and executes, and she has. I see vision. One of the things that I learned when I walked into a church, and this is why it's so important to walk into a church that teaches the Word of God. I walked into a church at 20 years old, and this pastor taught me things about finances, vision, family, God that I never knew. But one of the things he always taught about was vision. And, you know, in Joshua 6, when God, you know, was going to give the Israelites Jericho, he told Joshua, he said, see, I've given you Jericho. Joshua had to see it in his heart before he ever saw it in the physical realm of that falling down and them taking over that piece of land. And that's what God has taught me. This vision that I have for this thing we were talking earlier, I have this TV show vision, and I see it in my heart. And I think people think I'm crazy, but we're getting ready to shoot that TV show. You know, it's the next phase of Sophia's heart. But I see it first, and I don't care if I fail. I'd rather fail doing something in the line of God's work than be comfortable so people think I'm doing, you know, look good in doing God's work. I don't care. I just want to impress God. He gave me 5 talents. I'm not going to bury him.
And that's the thing about vision is vision sometimes lasts for a season. And some people look at it like, oh, this failed or that changed or didn't grow to the level that you thought it was going to grow. But you know what? In the process, you built wells. You helped children to Africa. You helped people transition out of homelessness. It doesn't matter what the organization is and if the organization is called this or that or the organization runs for 5 years. For that season, it makes an impact. In the next season, God teaches you something that you take and doing something somewhere else.
Here's what I've learned. Failure for a believer is just transition. When Sophia's heart had to close the doors, we helped 200 homeless families, we did all these great things. I thought I failed. I felt like a failure, but little did I know that it was transitioning me to the best part of my career. Also, let's just talk about, you know, when I came off American Idol and signed my first record deal. It failed. That's the biggest platform to come off of. I went silent for a couple years, and then I signed with another label a couple years later, and I'm walking in the biggest part of my career. God was just transitioning me from one genre to another.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harold. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.
I'm excited to be with you guys, but you know what? Honestly, man, I'm kind of tired of being a guest. I think you let me do some news. Let me be a part of the show. Can I be a host, a co-host, or actually the host? Scott, you want to get out my way and let me...
Right.
Who does
what?
The news around here? I want to know who does the news, because I want to do the news.
Teresa, you want to give him your news?
All right, I see she's nodding yes.
Here you go.
Hey, you just ripped the news, man. You can't rip the news up. All right, guys. All right, so this is Danny Gokey here with your news. Here's what's trending. If there's one food we've heard a lot about last week, it is romaine lettuce. Now, a number of people have fallen ill because of the tainted E. coli lettuce grown in Yuma, Arizona. Now, Scott, I got a question for you. My stomach's been the rumble in the jungle all night from the Mexican restaurant. Have they been using this Yuma lettuce? Because I'm pretty sure something's happening. Because even my radio promoter said she had the same issue. Now, this includes all forms of lettuce, romaine lettuce, including chopped, the head, and the heart. I didn't know lettuce had a head or a heart. Does it have arms and legs too? That's yet coming up on another trending topic. The CDC has warned us not to buy the lettuce from a grocery store if it's grown in Yuma. Now, it says lettuce grown in Central California, Central Florida, and Mexico are safe. Now, does lettuce, I mean, how do we know the origin of our lettuce? Like, do we got to DNA test it? Do we go to our local grocery store and ask if they've been buying from Yuma? Who knows the answer to this one? Is the place it's grown on, is it written on the package?
Yeah.
Because I've never looked at that.
Is that like the Social Security number of lettuce?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't read the small print on buying lettuce. So this, I guess, anyway, start reading small print.
No undocumented lettuce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, well, anyways, we'll find out. I'm going to get tested after I leave here today. Now, guys, here's another trending topic that kind of is a little sour and a little dear to my heart. If you've ever dreamt of driving a Harley Davidson motorcycle, is there anyone out there who dreams that? I just want to let Scott, you're one of them. I do too. My wife has threatened me within an inch of my life, telling me I can never ride a motorcycle. You? What's? I don't get that. I'm trying to find a scripture where it says I can't ride a motorcycle. Anyways, if you guys are interested in that, you can drive one for free and actually get paid to do it. Now, I'm from Milwaukee, where Harley is, you know, born and raised, so to speak. So I know this is a big deal. So if you want to get to drive one for free and get paid to do it, you can do a summer internship with the company. An internship. That sounds interesting. You need to be a college student or a recent grad, 18 years or older. I think, Scott, you and I qualify for that. And looking to pursue a career in social media. I'm not looking to pursue a career in social media, but I'm pretty sure I can just tell them that because I have a pretty good following. You'll be paid to ride the bike. Imagine that, getting paid to ride a motorcycle. I'm into that. And you'll be required to share your experiences on social media. At the end of the summer, get this, everyone, you will be able to keep the motorcycle as well.
Yes.
I don't care what my wife has said. Don't tell her I said that. I'm signing up. Where do we sign up?
With Danny Gokey riding.
Go to HarleyDavidson.com. I'm sure you can sign up there.
All right. You got the weather? Here's the weather.
All right. Don't rip the weather this time. It's hard to read it. Here in Vegas, where we're at, it's 93. I can't even believe it. St. George, sunny in 88. And by the way, it is sunny here in Vegas all day. Now in Salmon, it's sunny in 67. Salt Lake in Ogden, sunny in 66. Pocatello, Idaho Falls, and Twin Falls, sunny in 64. Kingman, partly sunny with 88 degrees. Elko, sunny in 69. Missoula and the Bitterroot Valley. Ooh, Bitterroots. Sunny in 70. Victorville, sunny in 86. Laughlin and Bullhead City, sunny in 99. Silver City, sunny in 80. And one of my favorite parts of the country, Key West. I love that you guys have a signal over there. It is partly sunny in 82. Yeah, I want to be there.
Yes. All right, Danny. You gotta have like a sign-off line. You gotta do this like Ron Burgundy style. Like, I'm Danny Gokey on Radio.
I have 3 kids. I don't have time.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
I find it interesting rather than stupid. Yeah, I learn something every day.
Connect with us anytime at sosradio.net.
Thanks for plugging in with SOS Radio today. We're hanging out with Danny Gokey. We're going to play a game called Blank Space, okay?
Oh, sweet.
You ready for this? I've got a whole list of cards here. You're going to pick a card, any card. You're going to read it off. It's a fill-in-the-blank game.
Okay.
And you tell me the first 3 things that come to mind after you read this.
All right, Jesus, please help me pick the right card because, man, I can make a fool of myself on radio.
That's the point.
Ooh, a major turning point in my life was meeting my first wife. Then another major turning point was, oh gosh, I can't just name three, was losing my first wife. Man, that was a massive, because that went right to American Idol at the same time.
Yeah.
And then the third major turning point was God Restore Me, bringing a second wife and bringing three kids. I know I just named more than three, but that was huge, man. Yeah. This is a serious game. Where'd you get this?
Yeah, yeah. We just make it up. All right. Do another one here.
All right, here we go. Jesus, the last one was good. Stay with me, Lord. I am forever changed after meeting.
Ooh,
three.
That's a good one.
Woo, Jesus.
There's one.
Yeah, there's one. Actually, he was going to be one. And the number one. Let's keep him in the right spot. A pastor, when I was 20 years old, I talked about that. 20 years old, I learned things. He taught me things that literally have affected the rest of my life. And you guys, I'm telling you, people who don't get in church communities, especially good ones, like, man, you're missing out. Like, I get it. You might not agree with everything, but get in there and start find out what you do agree with, you know? But be willing to learn. You don't know everything. I had to come to the point. The humble are people who realize they don't know everything, and they're the ones that get the grace, and you learn a lot when you're humble. And the third one, I'm forever changed after meeting my wife is Cuban Peruvian. Boy, that Latin woman has got me into shape. Let me tell you that. She forever changed me. The whip.
Oh, nice. One more. Last
here
one.
We go. Jesus. All right. The best advice that I ever got was.
Ooh, that's good.
Woo. You guys, all right, here we go. One of the best things, and this is something that I was giving. Giving, allowing God into your finances. That was the absolute best thing. God can do. You know, it's a 90-20, you know, 90-10, you know, 90% you keep, God takes 10%. That's what he doesn't take it. He lets you give it to him. But God can do more with your 90% than you could do with your 100%. Man, literally, it's exponential what he can do with your 10%. I've learned that, man, giving is the key that, you know, the Bible talks about in Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. I recommend everyone reading Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. You know, it says there's one who withholds, yet it leads to poverty. And there's one who gives freely, and it leads to wealth. The generous soul will be blessed. The generous soul, you know, and those who refresh others will be refreshed themselves. That's one of the translations. Go check it out. But that has literally changed. A kid who lived in poverty, I lived in a closet. Literally, I lived in my van, lived in a closet. Now is a man that has done things for the kingdom of God I never thought I could do, has done business that I never thought I could do. It's an incredible journey when you allow God into your finances.
You know, Danny Gokey from songs like Rise and Hope in Front of Me, and he's hosting the morning show with us today on SLS Radio. And Danny, I got to ask you, what do you think about the reboot of American Idol this season?
Here comes a comeback. That's what I think. Man, I could barely sing that right now. Goodness, my voice is very tired. So what do I think about it? I was really trying to get Comeback to be the theme song of the American Idol. I'm not lying. And you know, I have a friend who works in American Idol. She was on my season. Now she's a talent finder, and she finds talent for different shows. But she told me, I said, Sharon, get me this song on American Idol. Get me to the right people. She goes, oh, man, we had a huge meeting. And she said, Comeback is not a word that they will allow on this show. She said, they will not allow us to use the word comeback. They want it to be brand new. And I'm like, man, this show ain't brand new. Come on now. But I was happy that it was coming back. To be quite honestly, I was really happy that it made a comeback. And I think it's really interesting. You know, numbers are down, which is unfortunate. But American Idol for me was that show that it took someone out of nowhere and put them on a platform. And I think there's a lot of people out there like that. Now, music has changed in a sense where there's a lot more platforms to release. It's not as difficult as it was in the past. But American Idol for me was different. It gave me a lot of hope. It was a show that I was in a very dark place, and God used it to restore hope and bring a lot of hope in the future. So it was really key for my life.
So do you think the contestants today have it harder than you had it, or a little easier?
Oh, man. I think they might have a little bit harder. Here's why. I think every musician has it harder because there's artists being broken on YouTube now. There's artists being broken on Spotify, you know, iTunes Music. And I just think and there's all these different shows. So they got to now cut through all that. There's a lesser of an audience on American Idol than there was in the past. So they got to really shine.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
We're talking to birthday boy Danny Gokey today on SOS Radio. Yes, spending his birthday right here with us on SOS Radio. If you want to call, you want to say hi, you want to ask him a question, you can do that. It's 702-732-9102. Good morning.
Hi, Danny. Such a pleasure to talk to you.
Hey.
I was wondering, as busy as you are and on the road all the time, how do you find time to get into the Word of God every day? Or do you have a routine of getting into the Word so that you can keep the world at bay and keep God front and foremost?
One of the biggest things that I've had to learn is the first thing that I do in the morning is open my Bible and not open an app and not open whatever the social media outlet or news outlet is. I was driving on the road last week and I love what I saw. We drove past a semi in big letters that said, "Prevent truth decay, ... read your Bible, -God. Honestly, we live in a cycle and in a world where truth doesn't matter. It's all about what we feel and what we're thinking in the moment. And we need the Word of God to keep us balanced. We need the Word of God to really cut through what looks to be true and what really is true. And so, honestly, the Word of God, it's just something intentional. Joyce Meyer, who I listened to, she mentioned one time how busy her schedule was. She just felt God spoke to her in her heart and said, "Well, it's your schedule. You made it. You change it." And literally, I've had to learn that the schedule that I have, I'm the one who put that schedule together, and I have to control it, and I can change it if I really need to. What's really important will take up my time, and that must be the most important thing. So that's what I do.
That's Danny Gokey on SOS Radio, and he is hanging out with us today live. Oh, it's Tuesday. Thanks for starting your morning with SOS.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to call and let Danny know that I have been watching him since American Idol. And when my husband passed away this last Thanksgiving, he had Let Your Heart Beat Again. And my daughter and I also went and saw him in concert in Phoenix. And it meant the world to me because it was like he was singing that song right to me. And I just want to tell Danny thank you for being such a wonderful, positive person in my life, because I get all his Twitters coming right to my phone.
Wow. I'm so sorry about your loss, but I'm so grateful that God has started the healing process. It might not feel like it, and I've been there in your shoes where you're at now. For me, when I was in that season, it was listening to Jeremy Camp's music. He had just lost his wife at this, you know, years before I lost mine. But I'm honored that I get to play a part of the, you know, the part of the music of hope in your life. And, you know, keep moving forward. Keep staying strong, because the chapter is still yet to be written, and there's things yet for you to do.
Well, I appreciate everything that you have done and every way that you have gone. And like I said, I followed you from day one, and you are just phenomenal. And I'm quite blessed to actually be able to talk to you.
Talking to Danny Gokey.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.